The night before the ships left, Viken and Cornelius sat up late. It was not truly a night, of course. In 12 hours, the tiny moon was hurled clear around Jupiter, from darkness back to darkness, and there might well be a pallid little sun over its crags when the clock said witches were abroad in Greenwich. But most of the personnel were asleep at this hour. Viken scowled. "I don't like it," he said. "Too sudden a change of plans, too big a gamble."
"You're only risking how many? 3 male, 12 female pseudos?" Cornelius replied.
"And 15 J-ships, all we have. If Anglesey's notion doesn't work, it'll be months, a year or more, till we can have others built and resume aerial survey."
"But if it does work," said Cornelius, "you won't need any J-ships, except to carry down more pseudos. You'll be too busy evaluating data from the surface to piddle around in the upper atmosphere."
"Of course. But we never expected it so soon. We were going to bring more S-men out here to operate some more pseudos."
"But they aren't needed," said Cornelius.
He struck a cigar to life and took a long pull on it while his mind sought carefully for words.
"Not for a while, anyhow. Joe has reached a point where, given help, he can leap several thousand years of history.
He may even have a radio set of sorts operating in the fairly near future, which would eliminate the necessity of much of your esping.
But without help, he'll just have to mark time.
It's stupid to make a highly trained human esman perform manual labor, which is all the other pseudos are needed for at this moment. Once a Jovian settlement is well established,
certainly,
then you can send down more puppets." "The question is, though," persisted Viken, "can Anglesey himself educate all those pseudos at once? They'll be helpless as infants for days. It'll be weeks before they can start thinking and acting for themselves. Can Joe take care of them meanwhile?"
"He has food and fuel stored for months ahead," said Cornelius.
"As for what Joe's capabilities are, well, we just have to take Anglesey's judgment. He has the only inside information." "And once those Jovians do become personalities," worried Viken, "are they necessarily going to string along with Joe? Don't forget, the pseudos are not carbon copies of each other. The uncertainty principle assures each one a unique set of genes. If there is only one human mind on Jupiter among all those aliens..."
"One human mind?"
It was barely audible. Viken opened his mouth inquiringly. The other man hurried on. "Oh, I'm sure Anglesey can continue to dominate them," said Cornelius. "His own personality is rather, tremendous." Viken looked startled. "You really think so?" The sonicist nodded.
"Yes. I've seen more of him in the past weeks than anyone else, and my profession naturally orients me more toward a man's psychology than his body or his habits. You see a waspish cripple. I see a mind which has reacted to its physical handicaps by developing such a hellish energy, such an inhuman power of concentration, that it almost frightens me. Give that mind a sound body for its use, nothing is impossible to it."
"You may be right at that," murmured Viken after a pause. "Not that it matters. The decision is taken. The rockets go down tomorrow. I hope it all works out."
He waited for another while. The whirring of ventilators in his little room seemed unnaturally loud, the colors of a girly picture on the wall shockingly garish.
Then he said slowly, "You've been rather closed-mouthed yourself, Jan. When do you expect to finish your own S-projector and start making the tests?"
Cornelius looked around. The door stood open to an empty hallway, but he reached out and closed it before he answered with a slight grin.
"It's been ready for the past few days, but don't tell anyone."
"How's that?" Viken started. The movement in low G took him out of his chair and halfway across the table between the men. He shoved himself back and waited.
"I've been making meaningless tinkering motions," said Cornelius. "But what I waited for was a highly emotional moment, a time when I can be sure Anglesey's entire attention will be focused on Joe. This business tomorrow is exactly what I need."
"Why?"
"You see, I have pretty well convinced myself that the trouble in the machine is psychological, not physical. I think that for some reason, buried in his subconscious, Anglesey doesn't want to experience Jupiter. A conflict of that type might well set a sonic amplifier circuit oscillating."
Viken rubbed his chin.
"Could be. Lately, Ed's been changing more and more.
When he first came here, he was peppery enough, and he would at least play an occasional game of poker. Now he's pulled so far into his shell, you can't even see him. I never thought of it before, but yes, by God, Jupiter must be having some effect on him. Cornelius nodded. He did not elaborate. Did not, for instance, mention that one altogether uncharacteristic episode when Anglesey had tried to describe what it was like to be a Jovian. Of course, said Viken thoughtfully, the previous men were not affected especially, nor was Ed at first while he was still controlling lower-type pseudos. It's only since Joe went down to the surface that he's become so differently. Yes, yes, said Cornelius hastily. I've learned that much, but enough shop talk. No, wait a minute. Viken spoke in a low, hurried tone, looking past him. For the first time, I'm starting to think clearly about this. Never really stopped to analyze it before, just accepted a bad situation. There is something peculiar about Joe. It can't very well involve his physical structure or the environment, because lower forms didn't give him this trouble. Could it be the fact that Joe is the first puppet in all history with potentially human intelligence? We speculate in a vacuum, said Cornelius. Tomorrow, maybe I can tell you. Now, I know nothing. Viken stood up straight. His pale eyes focused on the other man and stayed there, unblinking. 1 minute, he said. Yes? Cornelius shifted, half rising. Quickly, please, it is past my bedtime. You know a good deal more than you've admitted, said Viken. Don't you? What makes you think that? You aren't the most gifted liar in the universe. And then, you argued very strongly for Anglesey's scheme. The sending down the other pseudos, more strongly than a newcomer should. I told you, I want his attention focused elsewhere when... Do you want it that badly? Snapped Viken. Cornelius was still for a moment, then he sighed and leaned back. All right, he said. I shall have to trust your discretion. I wasn't sure, you see, how any of you old-time station personnel would react, so I didn't want to blabber out my speculations, which may be wrong. The confirmed facts, yes, I'll tell them. But I don't wish to attack a man's religion with a mere theory. Viken scowled. What the devil do you mean? Cornelius puffed hard in his cigar. Its tip waxed and waned like a miniature red demon star. This Jupiter 5 is more than a research station, he said gently. It is a way of life, is it not? No one would come here for even one hitch, unless the work was important to him. Those who re-enlist, they must find something in the work, something which Earth, with all her riches, cannot offer them. No? Yes, answered Viken. It was almost a whisper. I didn't think you would understand so well. But what of it? Well, I don't want to tell you, unless I can prove it, that maybe this has all gone for nothing. Maybe you've wasted your lives and a lot of money and will have to pack up and go home. Viken's long face did not flicker a muscle. It seemed to have congealed, but he said calmly enough, Why? Consider Joe, said Cornelius. His brain has as much capacity as any adult human's. It has been recording every sense datum that came to it from the moment of birth, making a record in itself, in its own cells, not merely in Anglesey's physical memory up here. Also, you know, a thought is a sense datum, too, and thoughts are not separated into neat little railway tracks. They form a continuous field. Every time Anglesey is in rapport with Joe and thinks, the thought goes through Joe's synapses as well as his own. And every thought carries its own associations, and every associated memory is recorded. Like if Joe is building a hut, the shape of the logs might remind Anglesey of some geometric figure, which in turn would remind him of the Pythagorean theorem. I get the idea, said Viken in a cautious way. Given time, Joe's brain will have stored everything that ever was in Ed's. Correct. Now a functioning nervous system with an engramic pattern of experience... In this case, a non-human nervous system. Isn't that a pretty good definition of personality? I suppose so. Good Lord! Viken jumped. You mean Joe is taking over? In a way. A subtle, automatic, unconscious way. Cornelius drew a deep breath and plunged into it. The pseudo-Jovian is so nearly a perfect life form. Your biologists engineered into it all the experience gained from nature's mistakes in designing us. At first, Joe was only a remote-controlled biological machine. Then Anglesey and Joe became two facets of a single personality. Then, very slowly, the stronger, healthier body. More amplitude to its thoughts, do you see? Joe is becoming the dominant side. Like this business of sending down the other pseudos? Anglesey only thinks he has logical reasons for wanting it done. Actually, his reasons are mere rationalizations for the instinctive desires of the Joe facet. Anglesey's subconscious must comprehend the situation in a dim, reactive way. It must feel his human ego gradually being submerged by the steamroller force of Joe's instincts and Joe's wishes. It tries to defend its own identity and is swatted down by the superior force of Joe's own nascent subconscious. I put it crudely, he finished in an apologetic tone, but it will account for that oscillation in the K-tubes. Viken nodded slowly, like an old man. Yes, I see it, he answered. The alien environment down there, the different brain structure. Good God! Ed's being swallowed up in Joe. The puppet master is becoming the puppet. He looked ill. Only speculation on my part, said Cornelius. All at once he felt very tired. It was not pleasant to do this to Viken, whom he liked. But you see the dilemma, no? If I am right, then any S-man will gradually become a Jovian, a monster with two bodies, of which the human body is the unimportant auxiliary one. This means no S-man will ever agree to control a pseudo. Therefore, the end of your project. He stood up. I'm sorry, Arnie. You made me tell you what I think, and now you will lie awake worrying. And I am maybe quite wrong. And you worry for nothing. It's all right, mumbled Viken. Maybe you're not wrong. I don't know. Cornelius drifted toward the door. I am going to try to find some answers tomorrow. Good night.